Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I am Jason Burmes, sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex Jones on assignment in Dallas. It is Wednesday, December 2nd, 2009. 2009 almost on its way out, folks, flying by. We have a power-packed show. Three guests today, big guests. We've got Catherine Austin Fitz on in the final hour. We're going to be talking about the entire economic meltdown worldwide. Dubai going under, hedges against the dollar. She's going to break it down for us in the final hour. In the second hour, we're going to have Gary Lachman, who wrote the book Politics and the Occult. That should be an exciting one for anybody who follows kind of what the religion is of the elite and why do we have all this symbology. Many of them pose as Christian conservatives, but are they really? So we're going to get deep into that as well. And former Navy SEAL Jim O'Neill has written an article, it's up on Infowars.com, all about ClimateGate, the latest news on ClimateGate. Penn State is investigating. People are stepping down. In Australia, they could not pass their new emissions trading standard. That went under. The fraud is being exposed, and perhaps the biggest story, arming Goldman with pistols against public, Alice Schroeder. That's right. Goldman Sachs is so worried about some kind of an insurrection or somebody stepping up to the plate and doing something that I don't encourage, but they're so worried about people stepping in that they're now arming their employees. Do you understand why the bankers have been trying to take away our gun rights? Say the Second Amendment just doesn't exist? Put limitations on what you're allowed to have because they're blowing out the economy and they know the masses will not stand for it. Alex is also going to be calling in from Dallas on assignment. Maybe he'll let you in on what he's doing. Very exciting stuff. Let me just read this. I just wrote my first reference for a gun permit. This is out of Bloomberg, by the way. Said a friend who told me of swearing to the good character of a Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated banker who applied to the local police for a permit to buy a pistol. See, they know that the dollar doesn't have long. They know that they've stolen publicly now, according to this same publication, almost $30 trillion, and that was months ago. It's probably well past that. The official number, I believe, was $27 trillion. Let that sink in. Yet we are at record unemployment all over. Detroit looks like a war zone. Where do you see the footage that our guys got there? It's unbelievable. It worked. It looks worse than Katrina, than New Orleans. And that's coming all around the country as the dollar becomes destitute and gold hits a new high yet again. It doesn't seem like there's going to be a roof on this thing. It could hit 1,500, folks. Again, when I was listening to Alex Jones back in 2003, you could get an ounce of gold for under $300. And people were telling me then, oh, it's a scam. Gold will never go up. Oh, no, it's only tripled plus in value. You tell me one other investment out there, one other honest investment that's done the same, and there isn't one. And hard currency like gold and silver is what you need to be into as the dollar declines even further. They say all over the place they're bailing out Dubai. And guess what? The war gets escalated in the Middle East. We've been talking about a redistribution of forces since the inception of the Obama administration. It doesn't matter that it comes out in the New York Times that Karzai's brother has been on a CIA payroll for the last 8 years under two separate administrations, even though they're one and the same. Remember, Robert Gates just comes in at the end of the Bush administration and stays over for the Obama administration. This is a guy who was heavily embroiled in the Iran-Contra scandal. And then it comes out for 8 years, this CIA has been paying Karzai's brother, who is a warlord who runs opium. Who runs opium. And then I have to sit there and watch our president, our talking puppet, up in front of West Point, say that we're not an imperialist nation. And we've never tried for world domination. And we would never go into another nation to take its resources. As we do it, as he escalates the war with his false left cover. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, sitting at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah. Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, Kit, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex on assignment in Dallas. He'll be joining us later on in the program. 3 Power Pack guests, former Navy SEAL Jim O'Neill coming up at the top of the next hour. Gary Lachman, actually the founding member and guitar player for Blondie, author of Politics and the Occult, and then, of course, Catherine Austin Fitz. A lot of people have been emailing and calling in, trying to get her on, talk about the financial meltdown that is happening right now. But I want to go to a story that really is a nexus point for that. As the economy collapses, as they have to show their true cards, because it doesn't matter that all these climate gate emails come out, guess what went up 2%? The carbon trading market that supposedly doesn't exist or is just here to protect us. It's not here to bring us world government, but then Kevin Rudd, who's the prime minister over in Australia, clearly said it is about world government. We need world government in order to combat climate change. Yet we had another great victory for humanity yesterday when the ETS, the emissions trading standard, did not pass. Let me say it again, did not pass. So the bankers feel like, well, if we blow out this economy anymore, if we take away any more jobs, I mean, the real unemployment, as Bob Chapman and others will tell you, people like Webster Tarpley, is almost 20%. Almost 20% in the late, great United States of America. So now the Goldman Sachs bankers are getting a little bit worried, and they are applying for pistol permits while they tell the public that guns are dangerous and we should just hand them over. Let's be a society like a Maoist China. After all, we celebrate it in this country now. China's our new best buddy. It's a joke on Saturday Night Live when Obama goes over there and we owe them trillions. And we have to work with them. Meanwhile, as the dollar gets blown out, they slowly but surely boost up the special drawing rights unit, which is the real global currency, which is the real international monetary fund scam out there, as it just soaked up the SEC and the Federal Reserve. They announce it to you at these G20 meetings, and you're sucking your thumb. You don't even understand what's going on. Most people will tell me there isn't even a global currency. It doesn't matter if the following G8 that they show you a model, and by they, I'm talking about the Prime Minister of Russia, Medvedev, shows you a model for this global currency in a hard form. So the bankers are starting to get a little worried in this country because, seriously, folks, we've had it too good for too long. Everybody asks me, why haven't we stood up? Why aren't there people in the streets? Well, number one, the elite are smart and they play us off against each other. They give you that false left-right paradigm. They make it look like a clown, like Glenn Beck is telling you the truth. Do you realize? I watched his show the other day. I was in the coffee room. Do you realize the man is talking to an entire nation of adults like children? Why else would he stand up in front of a chalkboard? He's talking to you like you're 8 and you're listening. People are being suckered in by this guy. And unfortunately, he is probably telling a little bit more of the truth than the rest of the mainstream media, but then he distorts it like he's going to be a savior and tells you that FEMA camps don't exist. Don't really worry about these MIAC reports. Let's not mention 9/11 truth, except in the excerpt that they will help Al-Qaeda to bring down America. All this disinformation flowing at you. And now bankers are being encouraged to pack heat, to pack pistols. Because they don't know when somebody's going to go over the edge after they lost their house, their wife, their car. To these banksters that, again, have openly stolen over $27 trillion. Let that roll through your mind for a moment. $27 trillion. It's not even a real number at this point to most people. People just nod their head. They're like, don't worry, the economy's coming. Obama tells me everything's okay. It doesn't matter if they're talking about a war tax. That's the newest big hilarity out there. They're going to keep taxing you. And now they said, we're just going to tax the rich for the war. You know, because the rich are the ones that pay the taxes in this country. Laugh out loud. No, if we tax the rich, that will give the rich another excuse to raise prices on us and giving us yet another invisible tax besides the inflation we already have, besides the gutting of the dollar. And again, folks, record highs for gold yet again today. So let me read some more of this. I called Goldman Sachs spokesperson Lucas Van Praagh to ask whether it's true that Goldman partners feel they need handguns to protect themselves from the angry proletariat. He didn't call me back. The New York Police Department has told me that as a preliminary matter, it believes some of the bankers I inquired about do have pistol permits. Oh, you know how hard it is, by the way, in New York to get a pistol permit? I can't tell you how difficult it is. Okay, my buddy went over to Iraq. He went over to Iraq. He served, I believe, 2 tours over in Iraq as a National Guardsman. Okay, he was a National Guardsman before that. He tried to get his carry and conceal pistol permit in New York State. They didn't give it to him. Do you know how difficult it is to get a carry pistol? You basically have to be in law enforcement at the time, or you have to be, some kind of a super military guy. You need all sorts of people to be calling to the police department saying, yes, he's a good person. You need a judge. You need some insiders. Well, that's what bankers have. They are truly the puppeteers. So now they can arm themselves in New York, but they tell everybody else in New York that guns are bad. They make them look illegal on TV. They do knocking talks. Oh, how you doing? We're just checking to make sure that everybody's guns are legal. Mind if we come in? They've been doing it for years and years and years and years. And now the bankers need pistols. While we wait, Goldman has wrapped itself in the flag of Warren Buffett, with whom it jointly donate $500 million. See, they actually pose them as like the saviors. Oh, without Goldman Sachs, the sun won't shine. We wouldn't have jobs. They're too big to fail. Since when are these large institutions in a true capitalist system, and it's never been a true capitalist system, too big to fail? No, they should go under. They should be prosecuted for their crimes. They want to convert this market into a carbon trading system. And that's why they keep pushing forward. That's why the White House press secretary, Robert Gibbs, said about climate change and climate gate that it doesn't matter because most people still believe in global warming. It doesn't matter that right in front of me, a climate scientist at center of email controversy to step down. This is Washington Post. And this is the guy we've been telling you about, Phil Jones, the guy who was blatantly caught manipulating information. If you listen to the weekend programs, you know they actually dumped the raw data. They threw it away. Why would you throw away the raw climate data if it proved your point? If it proved your point beyond a reasonable doubt, of course you would not throw away the data and dump it. So now this guy right here, Phil Jones, is stepping down. And by the way, we're going to get to the story about Enhoff asking Barbara Boxer to investigate possible scientific conspiracy in ClimateGate. Of course it's a conspiracy. Listen to Lord Christopher Monckton. If you missed that interview with Alex Jones, you really need to hear that. That happened last Friday. He laid it out. They were trying to bring in global government by stealth, Alex. And we get up here and we read the document, the Copenhagen Treaty. It's the second. 6 days from now, I believe. It's either 6 or 7 days from now. They are going to get together in Copenhagen and start this conference as though ClimateGate doesn't even exist. As if these emails don't prove that the people that were saying man-made global warming is real and you need to pay a carbon tax and you should only have a two-child policy. And yes, we write books like Eco-Science where we say we'll put sterilants in the water. And we actually put out press releases that climate change is increasing prostitution in third world nations. It's pulling more people. I have that headline over here. We'll get to that later. The guy steps down. We may have an investigation in Congress. The emails are real, and they're still going. You read that document? The word government appears over 24 times, whether it be government or intergovernmental. And remember, one of the pillars of this document is a new global government. Then the word tax appears at least 12 times. People will tell me, oh, you work the leftists out there. They're admitting that the emails are real. They're admitting it's a problem. George Moonbayot being one of them out of The Guardian. Huge globalist. Wrote a book called The New World Order, by the way. Won't talk about 9/11 truth except in a derogatory manner. Now, this guy is a piece of work. He writes a piece and he says, yes, we have to acknowledge that the emails are real, but we also have to acknowledge that people won't understand why they said the things they did, and climate change is still real. And he uses the term climate change denier, trying to associate anybody that is a skeptic of man-made global warming. And they've changed the definition many, many times. And remember, it was supposed to be global cooling back when my parents were in school. Then when I was in school, they taught us that global warming was happening because there was a hole in the ozone layer from our chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, spray paints, hairspray, killing the earth that way. Then when that didn't stand up to the data, when that was a big joke, they changed the terminology again, semantical word games. And they said, no, we'll call it climate change. We'll call it man-made climate change. And then we'll figure out a way to tax people for carbon. It doesn't matter that nobody can see carbon during the regular day. And most of the populace is so dumbed down, they have no idea what carbon dioxide is. See, that'll work in our favor. They'll think it's a harmful pollutant. Meanwhile, it's a life-giving gas and part of the natural structure. It's what plants breathe. And we'll put a guy named Al Gore on the cover of Newsweek with a green apple, and we'll start this whole green thing. And he'll make billions, but we'll make trillions. See, he's the front man. So anyway, getting back to this, climate scientist at center of email controversy to step down. A scientist who is one of the central figures in the controversy over hacked emails from the University of East Anglia's Climate Research Unit announced Tuesday that he is stepping down while the university investigates the incident. Remember, these emails said things, we're going to use tricks, we had to hide the data, we can't show you the global cooling trend of the last 8 to 9 years. Unbelievable. Climate skeptics have seized on several emails, several thousand emails are out there, from Phil Jones, as well are the documents. But you know what's not there? The raw data, because they dumped it. They couldn't let anybody see the raw data that proved that this was bunk. They want their world government by hook or by crook. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Live at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in Alex on assignment in Dallas. He'll be calling in later. We got three power pack guests, but I want to remind people in this short segment that we are documentary filmmakers here, that we do have specials right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, especially PrisonPlanet.tv. For only $40, you get 12 full months of this program, of my program that airs 6 to 9 on Sundays. In video, you get all of our documentary films. I've got a new film coming out soon called Invisible Empire. Very proud of that. You get the latest Fall of the Republic, the Obama deception, Nothing bigger on the web, folks. You get them in high quality. And you can get the DVDs right now. You can get four of the biggest DVDs that InfoWars offers, including 9/11 Chronicles, Endgame, Obama Deception, and Fall of the Republic. Comes with a free T-shirt for only $44.95 if you ask for the special. We've got other great specials out there. In fact, we're going to get into 9/11 Truth a little bit later. Talk about that CBC Fifth Estate program, which is really the fairest piece on 9/11 Truth that I've seen out of the mainstream. That's the Canadian Broadcasting Company. And they did not worship Popular Mechanics. They called them out a little bit, and we're going to call them out further later in the program. Play some clips there. Play a clip of John Farmer saying that the 9/11 Commission was a farce. He's like, well, I do empathize with 9/11 Truth a little bit. I mean, we didn't tell something that was the truth, but then he won't even get into the controlled demolition argument. Oh, those are conspiracy theories. But if you want to know what really happened on 9/11, you can do so for only $5. $5 over at InfoWars.com right now. You can get Loose Change Final Cut, the definitive movie in the Loose Change series. Over 2 hours, we've got extras in there. This one really goes through the physical anomalies. And if you want to see the International Intelligence Organization that carried out 9/11, if you want to see who was arrested on that day, from the Israeli operatives to the Pakistanis that funded the operation to the Saudi Arabians that were really a CIA front group giving visas to these hijackers while they were trained at U.S. military bases, and the shadow government, the E-4Bs, are actually caught on video during the war games on the morning of 9/11 at the site of the attacks. Get fabled enemies. All right, let's get back into this climate gate, because it is so important to understand. This scientist, Phil Jones, is now stepping down. Penn State is going to do an investigation. And let's read this one right here, because this is big. Penn State will investigate climate gate. Among other things, the Watergate scandal of the 1970s gave us great naming convention for future scandals. Take ClimateGate at Penn State. That's what people are calling the controversy surrounding leaked emails among climate change researchers that climate change opponents say expose the researchers' falsification of data. Which it does. Again, you don't dump the raw data if it actually makes your case. They hid this data for years. They dumped it after the fact because they knew how bad that would be. And luckily, we either had an inside whistleblower or somebody handy with a computer who has exposed the truth on this. And remember, the leftists want to focus on, oh, these emails were hacked. We need more cybersecurity. Let's pass that act. Let's pass the Cyberbullying Act. We need more draconian laws so we can bring in our world government of peace. Meanwhile, their leftist puppet just announced again 34,000 more troops in Afghanistan. It doesn't matter on the campaign trail. He said, if I'm elected president, we will start bringing troops home immediately. Now he says, we're going to put 34,000 more in there, and they've already been escalating this slowly but surely since his inception. 2,000 here, 3,000 there, 4,000 there, 7,000 here. And we've been reporting on it here at InfoWars.com, on the Alex Jones Show, on the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, telling you the truth. We knew he was a warmonger. We knew he worked for the elite. We knew that he would just continue the same policies, both foreign and domestic, of the Bush administration. See, they start blowing out the economy at the end of the Bush administration. He makes a slight apology. Obama comes to the people and he says, well, we need to pass these bailouts. We need to do all these things that are also going to gut the economy. Meanwhile, we'll stay in the wars, as I tell you. No, we'll withdraw the troops immediately. Now he's putting 34,000 more, but with the spin that in 18 months, he'll start bringing troops home. No actual plan, no actual numbers, but now they're saying, oh, we have an actual plan 8 years later in Afghanistan. How wild is that? And the suckers out there are buying it. What happened to Code Pink? What happened to MoveOn.org? What happened to the anti-war movement? The only person I see any substance that came out of that can see through the lies of the left and the right is Cindy Sheehan. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. Alex, coming up. PrismPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex on assignment. He'll be calling in shortly at the top of the hour. We have former Navy SEAL Jim O'Neill, who's written a great piece on how to take these bastards on, how to sue for ClimateGate, how to actually prosecute these people. And we're going to get into that in a moment. Inhofe is asking Barbara Boxer to investigate possible scientific conspiracy in ClimateGate. What do you mean possible? The data speaks for itself. They are liars. They want to tax you for breathing, for being here on God's green earth. Don't you understand what this is about? Again, the dumbed-down populace is buying into carbon dioxide as a taxable substance. Something they can't see, something they can't feel. It almost feels like an episode of The Twilight Zone. And none of their science proves their quote-unquote theory. It's not a theory. It's a way to shake you down. And again, Penn State will investigate ClimateGate. The Penn State administration plans to investigate ClimateGate and determine if it needs to take further action, the Daily Collegian reports. A little more than a week ago, emails exchanged among English universities' climate change researchers were illegally obtained from a server and posted online, the report says. Oh, the bad hackers exposed the truth. They were only going to tax the entire world population. Oh, wait, they're still going to the Copenhagen summit. They're still going to try to do this. Robert Gibbs says they don't matter because most people still believe in climate change, in man-made climate change that's taxable. That's the real deal. And we're going to play some of the Obama speech from last night in Afghanistan coming up. And it's towards the end. I'm only going to play a minute or so of it. But he kind of reveals himself and then just uses a big, fat lie to drum it up. He starts talking about how the United States has really brought in globalization. Talks about the United Nations and the World Bank. And then he says, well, we haven't always been thanked for our efforts. And then he says, but unlike the powers of the past, we have never sought world domination. Is that a joke? You right now are assisting the globalists militarily, by the way, and not by you're the front group. That's not my military out there killing brown people for their resources, for their opium, for their oil. For Eurasian Union, they will plan to build out of that. That's not my America. And he says that we've never done this. We've never taken another nation's resources. I mean, I couldn't believe this. So we're going to play that for you in a moment. Let's finish up with this. Penn State will investigate ClimateGate. Climate change opponents say the emails indicate the climate change researchers, including Penn State professor Michael Mann, exaggerated or fabricated global warming data. And according to the report, some emails indicate that the director of the research unit in question may have contacted researchers and asked them to delete certain emails. Of course they did. Penn State officials, who will not discuss the matter, are investigating the controversy. If anything requires further inspection, the school will handle it, a spokesman tells the Daily Collegian. Well, I sure hope so. A panel will read every email leaked and determine if climate change critics have any ground for their accusations, the report says. I would be disappointed if the university wasn't doing all it can to get as much information as possible about the controversy, Mann tells the Daily Copenhagen. See, Mann's trying to play the victim. Oh, they stole my emails. They stole my emails. Well, let's hope it gets taken a step further, a step up. Inhofe asks Boxer to investigate possible scientific conspiracy in ClimateGate. Senator James Inhofe, out of Oklahoma, ranking member of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works, is calling on Chairman Barbara Boxer to conduct hearings on a possible conspiracy between some of the world's most prominent climatologists to, among other things, manipulate data on so-called global warming. Inhofe said the recent disclosure of emails between several prominent climatologists reveal possible deceitful manipulation of important data and research used by the U.S. Global Change Research Program and the UN's, here it is, the UN's IPCC, which is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It is about global government. And once again, thank you, Australia. Thank you for voting down the ETS, the emissions trading standard over there. Thank you for dealing another blow to the globalists. You think Kevin Rudd's not going to go to the Copenhagen Treaty? Oh, he's going. And he's signing on. It doesn't matter that these emails are out there to the elitists, to the globalists. They're going to try to push forward. That's why we have to put pressure on our local representatives, our state officials, and say, no, we are not going to stand for this. These people need to be investigated and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And we're going to be discussing that big time with Jim O'Neill, former U.S. Navy SEAL, his article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now. We are now going to go to Alex Jones, who's on assignment out in Dallas. Alex, how are you today?
I'm great, Jason. How am I coming into you from downtown Dallas?
Loud and clear, sir.
Good, as I drive around. A little bit colder here than it is in Austin. Well, several issues to discuss. Obviously, I wanted to chime in today with the situation with Obama's troop surge for Central Asia in Afghanistan. But first, I wanted to get into ClimateGate. You were just discussing ClimateGate a week and a half ago when I literally popped champagne on the radio show on the Sunday broadcast. I knew that that was the equivalent of getting the Death Star planned. Now the Death Star has blown up, but the Empire is still there. But this is a major morale booster for everybody that loves truth and liberty and integrity. And it is literally the beginning of the end of the New World Order if we all do our part in educating everyone about this fraud at the heart of the world government system. According to the head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, Van Rompuy, all of them, is this global carbon tax system. And that's only one element, but the overall fraud that global warming or climate change, period, is caused by man. For years, scientists and research laboratories would compile their own data, and it didn't show since the 60s what, at the time, the UN was saying the Earth was going into an ice age, when they said, no, it's actually warming. And then by the 90s, they said, okay, it's heating, because we were in a heating trend. And the scientists said, yes, but that's not man-made. That's the sun and other factors. And then in the last 9 years, it's been dramatically cooling, according to all the major weather stations that actually have the devices, the thermometers and other devices to keep computerized records. And so for those that don't know, yesterday, Bill Jones, the head climatologist for the UN, this is the research lab where all the world's data was collated by the UN and where it was cooked. Everyone knows we have their internal emails. We have their internal computer programs they use with notes by the programmers in the programs for future programmers that have problems, how to carry out the fraud, how to persecute scientists, how to persecute peer-reviewed journals, how to get people fired. So that's a whole other criminal area right there, not just hiding the decline, fixing the data, manipulating it, and hiding the fact that the world's been getting colder for the last 9 to 10 years as they began to panic. Well, now Phil Jones, the head ringleader of the scientists, who was recruited by the United Nations, we now have those internal documents as more and more spills out to go out and recruit others for fraud, he is now stepping down. First, it was three members of the number two party in Australia. Now it's five members who have resigned. Others are stepping down in disgust over what their own party's been pushing with the climate tax they've already passed over there that hooks into the U.N. system. There are investigations in New Zealand, in Canada, in the U.S., with all the major national weather services caught integrating the fraud, fixing their data on their end in line with the Climate Research Center in East Anglia, England. So this is only the beginning. Just like when the police pull somebody over for speeding and there's blood in the back seat, so they pop the trunk and they find a woman with her head severed in the back. That was ClimateGate. That was that was the documents being leaked by, it's clear now, inside staffers who didn't want to be part of the fraud. Then they go to the farmhouse, and that's what's happening now, and they're digging up hundreds of bodies. And so new bodies are popping up every day, new crimes, evidence of the crimes are coming out, and this is exploding in their face even more spectacularly than I thought. Again, I thought it might take months and months or years to blow up the Death Star. Again, that's my Star Wars analogy. But no, the plans got stolen to the Death Star. The Death Star blew up yesterday. But again, we still got Super Star Destroyers to deal with. We've still got the main Imperial Force to deal with. They're still garrisoned in all our towns, all our cities. Al Gore admits it's a religious cult, which the UN said in the 70s they were going to use. And again, in 96, in their biological diversity assessment, that man likes religions. They would package a neo-eugenical religion around exterminating humans and restricting our numbers and one-child policies. So literally, they are burning to the ground. They tried to ignore it. They tried to spin it. But the emails, the computer programs, the documents, the university investigations going on in Canada, England, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, are so devastating. A whole bunch of different professors are about to be kicked out. They're about to lose their tenure. That's happening in Pennsylvania. That's happening in Toronto. It's happening in London. It's happening in Perth. It's happening literally everywhere as the rats leave the sinking ship. And guaranteed, it's already happening. More leaks are going to happen. More documents are going to come out. More evidence. More whistleblowers. More people that don't want to go to prison, because this is criminal, are now starting to blow the whistle, because you're talking about a global UN program, and their documents came out 2 days ago, where they've orchestrated this for world government, for global governance, and as a world tax. So everyone should rejoice at this, right ahead of Copenhagen. But at the same time, not just rejoice at what's happening, but redouble and then redouble and then redouble and then redouble and then redouble. Because we've been given a spirit of weakness. We've been given a spirit of not having victory. We've been given a mindset, an idea, an outlook that we're powerless. The globalists have always drilled this into our heads because they know we are incredibly powerful, incredibly dynamic, when we have truth on our side, which we do. And so this is a wondrous thing this is happening, but this is only the beginning. Lord Monckton, next Monday and Tuesday, is going to be reporting live. We just confirmed this morning, talking to his wife. He's going to be reporting to us live next week from the Copenhagen, Denmark, Global Government, Global Facts Treaty, where they admit they take over all the banking, all the systems, give it all to the IMF. This couldn't have come out at a better time. And it turns out 6.5 weeks ago in East Anglia, researchers there were very upset. That's in some of the emails saying you can't hide this for you. You can't lie. You shouldn't have done this. And now all the smart money is on the fact that junior researchers and scientists and doctors and climatologists at that huge center are the ones that released this, that it was directly, quote, stolen, what is the people's data, out of the system. Also, in the emails, they're talking to different government officials in England and the U.S. about how to block FOIAs, the Freedom of Information Act request they have in England and in the United States. So this is only the beginning. We are winning. Keep drumming. Keep beating the drum of truth. Keep emailing everyone. Keep getting the stories from InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have links up there to Lord Monckton's ClimateGate breakdown paper he's written that is stunningly powerful and condenses everything. He's barely even been sleeping, I'm told, to have put this together, this compendium of the latest fraud and the history of their fraud. We are witnessing history right now as these Stalinistic, Hitlerian, Maoistic, Pol Potish people are being routed. This was their pretext to grab control of all resources on the planet and vertically integrate them into the hands of the bankers. I know you have a guest coming up next hour on that front. So this is just a gigantic victory, Jason.
Absolutely, Alex, and we have more victories than that. Penn State will investigate ClimateGate. Inhofe asks Boxer to start an investigation on possible scientific conspiracy in ClimateGate. And just yesterday, the Australia carbon laws failed. The emissions trading scheme went down in Parliament. People are waking up, yet our leaders still are marching towards this treaty as if nothing is happening. Gibbs is saying in the press room, that's the president's secretary, his press secretary, he's saying that it doesn't matter because most people still believe in climate change, Alex.
Well, notice that's a fraud hidden in plain view right there. First, it was global freezing in the 60s. Then by the 80s and 90s, it was global warming. Now, 6 months ago, the New York Times, their own memos came out where the White House was saying, now say climate change, deteriorating atmosphere, the oceans are going to turn to acid, basically Chicken Little. They are caught red-handed. This is the equivalent of 20 high-powered torpedoes hitting their aircraft carrier. Their aircraft carrier magazine, where all the armaments are stored, just blew up like a fireworks factory. And this is just absolutely devastating. Now, here's the bad news. Washington State's already taxing business owners. They have to track their employees. They take the train, the bus, and the car. If they tax them, depending on what they take, the federal government and multiple states, including Texas, are moving to put tracker systems in all our cars and taxes by the miles of carbon tax. Schwarzenegger has banned big televisions. He's putting a tax. The legislature didn't pass a law. He just had his energy commission, the bureaucracy, do it. There are so many hundreds, when I say hundreds, I mean hundreds, of different carbon taxes and environmental taxes that are nothing to do with the environment, nothing to do with real environmental issues we have like toxic waste, genetic engineering, cross species, things that we talk about so much. This is also a big diversion from all of that. So in the UN documents that came out 2 days ago that Paul Watson's written about, they brag, we've taken over the children. We're brainwashing their children. The kids are coming home, paddling on their parents, riding them mock tickets. They're giving their kids uniforms. Worldwide, they are literally taking over our children. We are simply winning a major battle right now, but the war is on, and we have to root them out of the school district. We have to root them out of the colleges. We have to shout these frauds down everywhere. That's why it's so beautiful. We've got them on tomorrow. What We Are Change Chicago did when they did the best job I've ever seen of exposing him face-to-face in front of all the media for ClimateGate and Al Gore getting red in the face. This is now happening everywhere they go. This is just so amazing to see people taking action, getting involved, and standing up against this corruption. But the battle is now on. The royal rumble is now on. And we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back for 5 minutes and talk about Afghanistan and then let Jason get to his next guest. I appreciate you sitting in on short notice, Jason. But I also want to put a plug in for Fall of the Republic. Fall of the Republic, an hour of the 2-hour, 24-minute film, is about the climate fraud, how it's really eugenics. Now people are noticing that Michael Crichton wrote climate cult is really a eugenics cult. Anybody who's a researcher from the left, right, it doesn't matter, is now discovering this, and our listeners are getting the word out about this. And so by exposing ClimateGate, their entire eugenics global population reduction scheme has been blown sky high. It is a chain reaction, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone can feel the victory, the spirit of liberty, the spirit of truth and integrity literally in the air.
Absolutely, Alex. The emails speak for themselves. The fact that these scientists dumped the raw data speaks for itself. If the data proved what they said, they would have kept that data. No, they had to keep it out of the hands of the truth. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Our country has borne a special burden in global affairs. We have spilled American blood in many countries on multiple continents. We have spent our revenue to help others rebuild from rubble and develop their own economies. We have joined with others to develop an architecture of institutions from the United Nations to NATO to the World Bank that provide for the common security and prosperity of human beings. We have not always been thanked for these efforts, and we have at times made mistakes. But more than any other nation, the United States of America has underwritten global security for over six decades, a time that for all its problems has seen walls come down and markets open and billions lifted from poverty, unparalleled scientific progress and advancing frontiers of human liberty. For unlike the great powers of old, we have not sought world domination. Our union was founded in resistance to oppression. We do not seek to occupy other nations. We will not claim another nation's resources or target other peoples because their faith or ethnicity is different.
There he is, just spouting his propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. And what did you think about that, Alex?
Well, it's off the charts. The United States, that is the banks that hijacked us in 1913. In 1945, created the United Nations, the Presidio Naval Station in San Francisco. Our government created the World Bank and runs it. Our government created NATO. It's used as part of the global imperium. We have hundreds of internal Pentagon documents, the PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney, saying we're an empire, saying we're here for global domination. Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the main advisors on foreign policy to Barack Obama, admit we're an empire in multiple books they've written, like the Grand Chessboard and others, and countless speeches. He sits there and says, we're not a tool of global domination. And he plays that mind game of going, we're angry with the UN and the World Bank and NATO because they don't appreciate us. So the average American goes, yeah, he doesn't like the UN. This is the guy who's still currently the only sitting president to ever be the head of the UN Security Council. This is the guy allowing their foreign corporate creation. They built the UN as an offshore corporate crime syndicate to then come in and hijack the United States that built it to begin with. The Federal Reserve has created its own international government so it can cede authority directly to a government that's illegitimate that it created. Obviously, we're occupying Iraq. Obviously, the globalists are using American muscle and blood and money in Afghanistan and bankrupting us in the process. You know, I said months ago, not that I'm smart, I know the Pentagon game. Oh, we're going to be in Iraq 6 months. Oh, then 2 years and we'll look at it. Oh, we increase the troops and in another 2 years we'll remove those troops but keep the original troops. And then he said again, oh, in 2 years I'll look at removing the additional 30-plus thousand, but we're always going to stay there. So it's the exact same Pentagon line. He's reading on the Pentagon teleprompter. Everything is written for him, just like George Bush. They put Obama in to get the left to stand down against the war. And notice I was watching CNN last night. They admitted, well, actually, Obama sent 80,000 troops. This will be 80,000. That's right. I mean, he already sent 40-something thousand in the last 11 months that no one discussed because the big distraction of, oh, will he have a surge? What will he do on the war? Oh, you know, to give him left cover, they had the fake right in this song and dance come out and say, oh, he won't beef up the troops when they need it, when he already escalated it with NATO troops, UN troops, and 40,000-plus U.S. troops, now an additional 30-plus thousand. And in 3 years, you watch, they're going to send even more. And by the way, Afghanistan is a great success. It is. It's not there for democracy. It's not there for freedom. It's there to have wars with the opium lords over the $500 billion a year in opium. It's over the Unocol pipeline. It's over the no-bid weapons contracts. The war on drugs, more people in prison. Great success. It's meant to put you in prison. It's meant to keep drugs illegal so they can launder the proceeds.
And now they're discussing a war tax. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.